and some were rather new. But they were all very excellent, and it was very interesting too. So much of what you do is based on special kinds of protocol that are part of cities. And on one Saturday morning, when I thought I was going to have a Saturday morning off mm-hmm. to rest, I was scheduled to meet a German organist, Rainier Lilly, who has played extensively in this country, who had requested an audience with me for that Saturday afternoon. And on Friday evening, when I arrived in Friedberg, I found out that I was not permitted to go and visit with mm-hmm. Herr Lilly until I had played in the Friedberg Cathedral as an act of protocol. So I was told as soon as I got to Friedberg that I was scheduled to play a recital in the cathedral at 9 in the morning, unpracticed.
Without ever having touched the organ.
So I got there, and the cathedral organist was there, along with his wife, who spoke rather good English, and he spoke no English, and my German is not that very good. Mm-hmm. And the German press was all there. And the people were already gathered, because it had already been set up. And it was very, very nice. I walked in and went right onto the organ and sat down and looked it over. And the cathedral organist helped pull stops for mm-hmm. me. And I played the program while the German press was right up in the organ loft with me. And because I enjoyed it, they were very happy that I didn't mind them mm-hmm. being up there, because they wanted to see mm-hmm. What was going on. And it turned out very, very nicely. And the building was marvelous. 7 seconds reverberation. Mm-hmm. Because I found that all over Germany in the larger churches and cathedrals. But in many instances, I arrived at many programs like that where there was only time simply to walk in and play the program, because many times I arrived, audiences were already assembled.
Are organs similar enough that you can do that?
They are similar enough that you can do it. And basic registrations are similar. Organ nomenclature is fairly universal.
Oh, good.
mm-hmm. And so that the sound, of course, of a particular pipe, a flute, let's say on an American organ of a particular genre, is not going to sound quite the same, let's say on a German organ mm-hmm. or an English organ, but nevertheless, it's going to be close enough mm-hmm. so that you are fairly safe.
You won't get some horrible sound that you weren't expecting.
You can.
Oh, you can.
You can. Sometimes you can draw a stop that's supposed to be melodious and get a sheep and get one blate. So I've traveled fairly extensively.
Mm-hmm. You say in the East Coast, have you not been to the West?
I have never been to the West. I only have gotten to the Midwest. Mostly in the East and the Midwest, and of course certainly in the South. I've never been to Texas,
mm-hmm.
but I've never been to the West Coast at all. And every year I say, this is the year,
mm-hmm.
but I don't go.
Probably too busy to plan trips to go anywhere.
Yes, I really am now, and especially since I'm at St. Philip. It's almost an impossibility to really plan. Although the cathedral is very lenient about that sort of thing.
I'm sure they'd give you a little time in the summer.
Yes, we are able to actually leave, even during the winter. Mm-hmm. The cathedral considers it a part of the music ministry when you are away, if you're away playing concerts.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
So that they're very, very nice.
As long as there's somebody still there to play the organ for the services.